I want to say something that might just stop you in your tracks this morning. Cancer. Now, I don't know about you, but I always get a little knot in my stomach when I talk about cancer. I've lost a number of family members to it and, you know, had friends that have had it, had family members that have overcome it. But it's something that's really touched each and every one of us in some way or another. Now, Mad Mountain Bike Club are doing an event at Rowland Park Scout Camping Ground this weekend, Saturday. Get involved. You do have to register, but there's social rides as well. And all the funds raised on this day are going towards an incredible family that are going through a really tough time. And I'm not going to tell you their story. I'm going to let them do that. So joining me now is Chris and Evelyn Arbuthnot. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Kaylee.
Good morning, Kaylee. Thanks for having us.
No, that's all right. I just wanted to start by asking, Evelyn, what is the situation with you guys right now?
So in July last year, I was diagnosed with small cell vagina cancer. I travelled down to Brisbane the following day to get scans done, and we had found that it had already spread to my ovaries and pelvis. So we knew we were in for a bit of a fight. We've got four beautiful kids here at home, and I think getting that diagnosis of being told you've got cancer when you're so young, it is difficult, but coming home and telling the kids that you've got cancer and that you need to get down south for treatment straight away was one of the hardest things we've done, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
The kids range from 15 down to 9. So since July, we've been doing rounds of chemo, a few lots of radiation, and then we did have a nice scan in September that they couldn't see any cancer, but we'll continue on with radiation. And then 2 weeks before Christmas, we did another scan and found that it had spread again.
And I mean, this treatment you're getting, you're going down super frequently, at least once a week, right?
Yeah, so at the moment I go down every Wednesday and home every Thursday. I do that for 2 weeks of chemo, and then I have a week off here at home with no treatment to try and recover from the chemo, and then we start it again.
So you've not only been pulling together as a family unit, but also seen a lot of support from your wider networks.
Our friends are amazing, and now Patrick Mountain Biking Club have blown us away when they contacted us about 4 weeks ago, wasn't that, Chris? And said that they wanted to try and raise some money. We're pretty private people, and it was amazing because Pat's outlet has been going mountain biking with his mates and doing the races and the social rides, and he loves it, and they're such a great club.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's amazing they want to get on board and get some money to help you with that financial burden. How exactly did they get involved? Did you have an association with them?
Yeah, so Patrick's best friend, his mum sort of put the word out to Barry, the president of the club, and said, you know, can we do something? And Barry,
Barry and, you know, a few other members on the board decided that they thought it was a good cause. It came out of the blue when Tanya rang me and told me what was going on. I didn't have any words to express how I was feeling on the phone to her. It's really quite amazing, just a small idea and the support of people that, because I've been sick since July and with COVID, I've been isolating a lot. So
yeah,
when I get out to the races, I sit down at the car, or I don't tend to get out to the social days just to try and keep myself away from everyone. So considering we've only, you know, been in the club for about 18 months, it was amazing.
Yeah, definitely. That's incredible that you've had your community rally behind you so readily and so quickly upon hearing about this news. And I mean, just going back to the whole diagnosis and everything, obviously, like you said, it's hard to go home and tell your family, tell your kids that you've got cancer. Chris, what was that moment like for you when you found out?
I still, I have dreams about it, to tell you the truth, mate. It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. It just destroys you.
Yeah.
It stops you.
This is someone you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. It just destroys you.
It definitely stops you in the tracks. I remember when we were told, you pause for a couple of seconds and you think, what? That can't be right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm only 42. I can't have this yet. And I think definitely telling kids and then having to ring our friends up, that was really difficult, ring them up individually because they knew that we had appointments, but we're all trying to think positive.
Yeah.
How but
are the
kids?
Kids
are resilient. Oh, they're so resilient. They have been amazing through it all, and we've been honest with them every step of the way. I think my youngest is 9, but he's still old enough to know what's going on. But I actually said to Chris a few weeks ago, because my 9-year-old Justin asked me when my next PET scan was, and I said to Chris, kids shouldn't be asking their parents when a PET scan is and know what a PET scan is. But they've been great, and their schools have been amazing. The support from the teachers and the office staff with the kids' welfare has been great. So one of my daughter's teacher rang me up just last week to check in on the family, see how we were. So it's just that, I guess, the humanity and the empathy, and it's amazing with something like this, how everyone pulls together.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, obviously this event is happening this weekend and super excited to have this one going ahead. Royal Allen Park Scout Camping Ground. It's going to be held at, look, spectators can go along, riders that want to register go along. It's sort of an open event to raise as much money as possible for you guys. And Evelyn, how long is this journey into the foreseeable future? Like, where are you sort of sitting at now? How long do they expect for more treatment at this stage?
So we're unsure. So primary vagina cancer, 100 women a year in Australia are diagnosed with it. With my type of vagina cancer, 2 to 3 of us women in Australia are diagnosed with it. It's super aggressive and it is really rare. So we don't know. There's not many studies out there. There's not much word. When I've told a lot of people my type of cancer, the common response is, I didn't know you could get vagina cancer. So it's unknown, Kaylee. Every day you're just not sure.
Yeah.
I know at the moment we're not talking curative, we're talking time.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty stubborn and I'm determined to turn that time into curative and still be here in 30 years' time. I just want to see the kids grow up.
Yeah, that's...
She's got one of the best teams going.
Yeah.
She's got fantastic doctors down there that, you know, they're just unbelievable. What people do down there is incredible.
Yeah, and they do. They work with us as a team. My medical oncologist is amazing. He's phenomenal.
Yeah. Honestly.
I guess what I'd like to say to everyone too is no matter how small a lump or bump you feel or a change in your health, go get it checked out. It's really important to be on top of your health. But we're on top of this and, you know, maybe it still wasn't fast enough. It's such a fast-growing cancer that from when I found the lump to seeing the gynecologist was not even 7 weeks, which is pretty fast in Mackay.
You know what? Honestly, Evelyn, that message rings through so clearly. I think I've been extra moved by hearing about your story. I personally have never had a pap smear and I'm 26 now. So my mum, who only recently found out that I hadn't, has now booked me in for when I visit home. But
good on mum, Kaylee.
But it's one of those things that kind of go by the wayside sometimes. You kind of get caught up in day-to-day life, forget to look after your health and preventative health rather than treatment. So, you know, luckily for you, you did catch it, but, you know, now you have to go through all this treatment. And I am so sorry to you, Evelyn, to you, Chris, your whole family, all your friends as well, because, you know, it's like you said, it's kind of like a village, it's a community. And when one thing happens, it affects so many people that are in your network. And look, it's a small gesture from us here at Star 101.9 and Star Cart Flowers, but we want to just send you a bunch of flowers to try and brighten up your house a little bit. We've also got a family pass to head along to our preview screening this weekend. Otherwise, we can give you movie tickets for another film that we have tickets for. We just want to kind of make it so that you guys can enjoy some time together.
Thank you so much, Kaylee. It's that's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. awesome.
It's definitely been a journey so far.
Yeah, that's for sure. Look, guys, honestly, I do wish you all the best on this journey. Please stay in touch with this this event this weekend at Rowland Park Scout Camping Ground. Look it up on Facebook. Get involved with it. Let's raise as much money as we can and support for Chris and Evelyn, because this is a tough time that not many of us can imagine going through.
No, well, thank you so much for your support, and we'll be out there Saturday and watching the kids ride their mountain bikes around the park and having fun.